India needs capacity for 40 million people to learn vocational skills. That's according to the government's owned India Brand Equity Foundation. There are also too few women in the workplace. So to understand these two challenges, skills and gender, I visited a non-profit called Kamalini and its new vocational skills center in Haryana in North India, a state with some of the worst gender equity indicators in the country. Haryana is infamous for gender inequality. More baby girls are aborted here than anywhere else in India because people prefer sons. The state topped the list in 2016 for the number of gang rapes. Fewer women here work than in the rest of the country. So for the six women enrolled in this beauty course, the simple act of leaving home every day is revolutionary. Mamta is 17. 4 years ago, her family married her off. Now she has two daughters.
My mother felt terrible that I'd never had a chance to learn anything, so she enrolled me on this course so that I could be more independent. I took a bus by myself for the first time recently with my daughter. I can't tell you how great that felt.
Jasmine Jose, Kamalini's program development officer, says it's taken 5 years of outreach to convince these women's communities to let them enroll.
It first begins with approaching the local community leaders. These are mostly men. Then we approach the family and we tell them about the whole aspect of training and why is it required and what is the importance of it, not only for the woman but for the family as well. So please take advantage of the facility that is being provided.
Female participation in India's workforce has been falling and lags behind other Asian nations. When women don't work, it increases economic inequality. This is a problem for them, but also for a developing nation like India as a whole. So what happens once the women at Kamalini finish their courses? Not far from the training center, I meet Nisha and Rekha. Both did a tailoring course. Both were offered jobs and both were forced by their families not to accept. As a compromise, they were allowed to open their own shop in Rekha's family home. Nisha tells me, we opened a month ago. There was a wedding in our village, so we got orders for 29 dresses. In our first month, we earned $170. And everyone saw our work on display, so we got even more orders. Rekha adds, we're a success. Nisha and Rekha there, some of the few women in Haryana being able to work.